So there are four elements of a home alone cure. And we're going to sort of look at this little key that I'm bringing up here, and that's going to be overlaid through everything that's following from here on in. The first thing is you have to look, as we just said with Mary, to see if there is a medical cause of the things that you are seeing with your dog. And when it comes to soiling, obviously there can be medical causes. If there's self-harm and chewing its foot, there can be medical causes. Sometimes even simple things, as Debbie has mentioned, such as arthritis, can gear an animal up to be emotional, which can make anxieties more common than if the dog was healthy and happy. The second thing is you've got to find out or ask yourself, can your dog be taught to behave when it's alone? Which is a bit tricky when you're not there to do it, but we'll talk about some things of that in a short tick. You've got to look at how the behaviour will be managed to create the solution you need, and we'll talk about that coming up as well. But management refers to those things you do which don't necessarily solve the underlying malady behind the problem, but step around it to create the solution. And again, that'll become obvious when we talk about it. And also, of course, we have to look at whether medications or pheromones are needed for this home alone problem that your particular pooch has got. So with that four key plan solidly in your grey matter, I'm sure it is, let's just look at each one of them and just take a little bit of a trip through that.